Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Brett and Jamie Show.
Good morning.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Brett.
Okay, we're not. Not no. really. Fooled no, you, didn't not. We? All right. So I'm so glad that you took some time out of your Pokemon going to come and do a little podcasting thing this morning.
That's where we're going to go.
I know that yesterday you spent the day with three phones.
I did.
So that was kind of fun for you.
That was actually...
Was it stressful?
A little stressful.
Were you like, oh my gosh, this Pokemon Go is so stressful?
No, I wasn't. I was like, oh my gosh, it really sucks that I'm the only one on our plan that has data.
I know that you were taking you take the public transportation to school, and so there you were with three phones.
The bus.
Did people look at you like you were crazy?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What is that lady doing? She's got three phones.
I was the crazy lady on the bus yesterday.
Because the kids are like, you got to take our phone and get us lots of cool Pokemon things.
Yeah, actually, that was my idea.
It was your idea?
It was my idea.
You volunteered that?
So, the thing is with Pokemon Go, I like to actually go out and catch Pokemon. And the boys like to do that too. But they have a very limited supply of Pokeballs.
What you need.
So,
you got to get the Pokeballs at the Pokestop.
You cannot catch Pokemon if you don't have Pokeballs.
To catch the Pokemon.
Right. So, you got to go to the Pokestop and pick some up. And there's two Pokestops close to our house, which is really nice. But you can only collect Pokeballs every 5 minutes or so.
I bet Gumby is really jealous.
Yeah?
Because all of a sudden, Pokey got everything. It used to be Gumby was the famous one.
I know.
Pokey was just the horse.
Now Pokey.
And now it's all Pokemon. And Gumby's like, what about me?
Okay. So anyway, at my university, there are 1,000 Pokestops. There are just so many. And so I decided that I needed to take their phones with me so that I could get them more Pokeballs so that every time we go out, they don't run out. Because lately, that's what's been happening.
So it's really about you.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you were doing something nice for the kids.
Absolutely not.
You were like, you know what? You guys keep running out of Pokeballs. I'm going to take your phones. I'm going to stock you up on Pokeballs.
Yeah, so we can go hunt Pokemon.
Oh, boy.
And okay. I did, too. And I didn't even get nearly all the stops because their phones were lagging because I have to have them on my hotspot.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it was just...
That is horrible.
It was tough.
Just
and
horrible.
Then it makes my battery run out really fast. Oh, so it was lots of fun.
I can't believe that you've fallen for the Pokemon Go thing.
Why? It's fun.
But isn't it sort of like, you know, pet rocks and mood rings and
sure.
hula hoops and slinkies and all those things that are super popular for a while and then just
disappear.
It's a
trend.
Yeah.
Yes. And no, I don't know that it's going to just disappear.
Of course it will.
No, it won't. I think that there has been a really big Pokemon following for a long time since Pokemon came out, and that this is just the next step to that. And it actually started out as an April Fool's joke.
And it did.
Mm-hmm. From Google.
It's like, go out and find Pokemon.
Yes, yes.
And then they were like, hey, we should do a game.
They made an ad in 2014, and they put it online or on TV or wherever, and they were like, you know, go out and catch Pokemon. So they wanted you to use your phone and their Google Maps to be able to go out and catch Pokemon. So it was pretty cool. But then somebody else actually made a game.
You know, and I was asking you how they make money on that game,
mm-hmm.
because that's what I'm curious about, because
right?
the whole idea is to make money in different revenue streams, find new things, new ways to make revenue, and it's free. I mean, you download the game,
mm-hmm.
and there's you can buy stuff in it? Is that what it is?
Yes, Pokecoins.
There's no ads in it, though, is there?
No.
There's no ads on your screen
no.
while you're looking for Pokemon?
No.
Pokemon? Is it plural?
It's Pokemon.
Is there a plural
it's
of
just Pokemon.
So Pokemon is plural of Pokemon?
Sure.
Okay. I don't think that's necessarily true.
It is.
Okay.
It's one or more.
One or more?
Yes.
Pokemons?
Yes. No.
No?
No S. No,
no
S.
Wow.
It's just Pokemon.
That is an all-inclusive word right there.
It is. It's very awesome.
All right. So I looked it up. I looked it up online because you can find anything on that internet thing.
You can.
And I found out that how they make their money from that game is people buying stuff in the game.
I know.
And what do you buy? You buy like Pokeballs?
You buy Pokeballs and incense and lures and all kinds of stuff. You can just buy all kinds of stuff. It's really awesome. Because if you have more Pokeballs, obviously, you can catch more Pokemon. If you have incense or lures, then you can get Pokemon to come to you.
But it doesn't cost very much to make an online, to make an in-game purchase, correct? It's just a couple of bucks.
It's not too bad.
And I was thinking, well, they can't make very much money doing that. Do you know how much money they make doing that?
How much?
$1 million a day.
Yep, I'm not surprised.
A day!
Do you know how many people play Pokemon? A lot.
You know what? You can get a Brett and Jimmy
bumper sticker. That's a factual statistic.
Simply by, I don't even know how to do that. We need to figure out how to do that. That's what I'm talking
about. To make $1 million a day?
Making $1 million a day.
You learn to code. You make a really popular game. And then you charge them for in-game purchases.
Sounds like there's a lot of work involved in that.
There is.
I don't know if I want to be involved in that then.
Well, you know, you got to work to make money.
I know. $1 million a day, though. That's how much they make with Pokemon Go. And it seems like what a stupid thing. Like Angry Birds, they made money on that.
Mm-hmm.
Or the games they used to play on Facebook, all those.
Candy Crush.
And I know that you spent real money on, you know, fake money on Farmville or something. Shh. It's okay.
We're not going to talk about that.
We don't want to talk about that.
Okay, so let's see.
Have you spent any real money on Pokemon Go?
I have not spent any real money on Pokemon Go because, like I said, I am very near Pokestops, and so I get a supply of things I want, and it's not a big deal. But for the very, very low price of just
$99.99,
you can be the owner of 14,500 Pokecoins.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
$100?
Yeah. Well, for 99 cents, you could get 100 Pokecoins.
And how many do you get for $99?
14,500 Pokecoins. Sorry.
Jeez.
But things are kind of reasonable, I guess. For 100 Pokecoins, you could get 20 Pokeballs.
You know, and I sit around the dining room table, and you're talking about Pokemon with the two younger ones. The older one and I are not into Pokemon, but you're sitting around the table, and I'm thinking, here's a conversation that nobody in the world ever had 20 years ago.
True.
This is the craziest conversation. To somebody that was from 20 years ago that just popped in all of a sudden to our table and hadn't heard anything about the latest news, they would be like, what are you people talking about? All these little critters, and I have no idea.
And you can see them on your phone, and what the heck? You have a thing that you can look at and see them?
Yeah.
It's awesome. I love it. And, I have really increased my number of steps every day.
Oh, because you're keeping track of your steps, too.
Yes, because, you know, the Fitbit.
Got the Fitbit and the Pokemon
Go.
Love-hate
relationship with the Fitbit, but I love Pokemon Go.
I am really the only one in the family that still watches TV. Television. Actual, like, network television.
Right.
Although I don't watch it the way they want you to watch it, because I fast-forward through the commercials because I record everything.
Everything.
Even sports. Sports, which are designed to...
I still watch television. I was watching television with commercials last night.
You were? Oh, because you were watching, like, old Law and Orders or something.
Yes.
And Criminal Minds and
things
like that.
Well, that's because I was like, I can't find anything else to watch.
I really don't love TV. I was very sad when Law & Order went off the air after 20 years or something like that. They could have kept it around for a few more years. It was fine.
All their characters were getting really old, though.
Well, yeah, but they kept switching them.
It's hard to bring in lots of new characters because then the older generations that watched it from the beginning, they really don't like that kind of change.
Yeah, but that show, from the very beginning, they changed characters regularly. So if you were used to watching Law & Order, you were used to seeing new characters.
I think you're lying.
I am not lying. So the new fall TV season is coming up.
Yep.
And speaking to that, the... What's the show? Oh, You're the Worst. You're the Worst has already started.
I know. I'm so excited. I love that show.
It's on FX. The first season of that was just really good.
Fantastic.
Like watching a romantic comedy movie. Watching a movie.
That lasts...
For 30 minutes.
For seasons.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the second season, she was depressed the whole season.
Thanks for the spoiler alert there.
Well, that was sort of the thing. I mean, it's not really a spoiler. Saying anything about it. I'm just saying that she was depressed.
Except you just said that.
No, because that's not a spoiler.
Yes, it is.
You watch it from the first episode, and you're like, oh, she's depressed. Okay. Second episode, oh, she's depressed.
Spoiler alert.
No, but it's not
a
spoiler.
So if you've never seen that show, and now you want to watch the show,
it's not like
you know
that
that's what is going on.
It's not a surprise.
It is a surprise.
It's not a surprise.
And you need to stop it.
You need to understand what a spoiler is.
No, you need to understand what a spoiler is.
Here's what a spoiler is.
Because...
What?
Okay, no, don't even. Do not even.
I was gonna
because
do it.
Now... people need to know, well, now people know what the second season is about.
It's about.
So thanks a lot.
That is not a spoiler.
Yes, it is.
That is not a spoiler.
It's totally a spoiler. So just stop.
Oh my gosh. All right.
So you didn't like the second season.
I didn't care for the second season. I'm hoping the third season will be better. First season was tremendous. Although I believe that show, because it would have been my new, it would have been my favorite show the first season. And then the new show on network television, Life in Pieces, came out.
Oh, gosh.
And I think that one's even funnier than You're the Worst.
It is hilarious. It's really cute. I love that show.
It's kind of like Modern Family, except it's...
four short stories.
Yeah, and it's funnier.
And it's awesome. Yeah. I really like the characters that they cast. I think they work really well together. I think that breaking it into four short stories actually works, which sometimes it does not, because you think, oh, my gosh, you know, I kind of want some sort of cohesiveness. But they make it work.
It's one of those shows that when you watch the sitcom, which is a half an hour, you think, man, why can't this be an hour long?
I know.
This is one of those shows that really could be an hour long.
It could totally be on every night. And I would watch it. It's it's so good. Life it's really funny. The writers are fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a very good show. But it's only been on for one season, I think.
I don't know.
So we'll see if the second season is as good as the first season.
I hope it is, because we even watch the reruns.
We do.
We'll watch them again.
Very few shows where we watch reruns. I'll watch reruns of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, those are pretty funny.
Because those are cute. Mm-hmm. And you haven't seen most of them, so.
Mm-mm. So that's nice. I actually get to see him for the first time.
Are you looking forward to the new Kevin James? Kevin James?
I am not.
Brand new? No?
No.
Did you watch the
I did not. Mike and Molly? No.
No Mike and Molly.
He was in Mike and Molly.
No, he was not. Kevin James was the King of Queens.
Yes, I know. And he was in Mike and Molly. He was Mike.
No, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. Now I'm going to look this up right now.
you will prove yourself wrong.
Well, if I'm wrong, I'll admit that
I'm
wrong.
So you're not looking forward to that one? I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to it, but it seems like it's kind of a rehash of King of Queens. And King of Queens, it really was not Kevin James that made that show. It was Leah Remini. Is that her name?
Oh, you are so right. I'm sorry.
I know. It's not.
I was wrong.
I know. It's all right.
That's okay. Well, no, I'm... And maybe that's why I thought it was him, because he's very nondescript.
Did you watch King of Queens?
I watched a couple. I did not like Leah Remini.
Really?
I really did not.
I thought
she
was awesome.
And I know you love her.
I do.
She thinks she's hot. And
yeah.
No, I don't like her.
She had her baby and had a really horrible time losing the baby weight,
mm-hmm.
which... You know, the show ended like a couple of seasons later. Well, that happens, you know. It does. I understand that.
I don't like him.
But she's still...
I think just because he's so generic. For me.
Well,
I think...
Still looking forward to it.
He hasn't really developed his persona.
Of course, the big thing that we always look forward to would be season 3 of Fargo.
Oh, I know. I can't wait for that.
And I looked it up because I thought it was a fall show.
Back?
I thought it was a fall or a winter show.
No, it's a spring show.
It's a spring show.
I know.
Gotta wait until spring of 2017.
I know. That's still okay.
Ewan McGregor,
coming back, right?
Ewan McGregor is cast in that
Yay,
one.
Yay, okay. So. I'm excited.
Yeah, because they get some good names.
It's kind of gruesome, but I actually like it.
When we watch
it, funny.
You always say, why do we watch this show again?
I know, because it's just so gruesome.
There's some violence.
And you think I'm weird for watching Criminal Minds. That's totally the same thing.
No, that's
yes,
really...
Yes, it is. It's very gruesome.
Yeah, that's... Well, I was going to say Fargo isn't quite as twisted, but it kind of is.
It's totally twisted.
But it's more like, you know, people...
It's true life twisted.
Yeah, they just shoot each other just because that's how it ends up. Because
right?
It's like, you gotta kill somebody.
Oh, it's just so messed up. I don't like it.
We are Americans.
Okay, speaking of fall TV, I am really sad because... Castle's gone. I know, I totally bawled my eyes out on the last episode.
And it was
just so sad, and I saved it. Cause
I know, you wanted
to let
me
delete
it. I have
to watch it again, because it was just so sad.
I'm trying to record the U.S. Open.
I record a lot of stuff.
And I'm down to like 30%
on the
DVR.
I know, and I don't care. You better not erase any of the shows that I have left, because those are like gold to me right now.
Gold to you.
Especially because Vampire Diaries season finale is on there right now, mm-hmm. and it's coming back, but this is its last season, and I'm so sad.
I know.
That makes me so sad.
What are you going to do without little Rob Lowe?
I don't know.
That's really the reason that you watch that show, I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to seek him out in other things.
So you're making fun of me because I thought Leah Remini was hot, and you're all like, I watch Vampire Diaries because young Rob Lowe is super hot. And he's a vampire and he lives forever.
Exactly. That's really awesome.
Even when he dies, he doesn't really die.
I know. Yeah. He's died in the show like three times.
It's so funny because you've been watching that show since it came on, like 3 or 4 years now.
How long has it been? It's like 8 years.
But every time somebody dies, you're like, oh my God, this is horrible. He's dead. And I'm like, you know he's coming back, right?
And I do know he's coming back because they'll find some sort of spell or something then, and then they come back. So I like it.
And you know that we're coming back too, right?
No.
Oh, ye of little faith, look, and we are back. I told you we would be. I told you so.
So what did you think of my peanut butter smoothie?
Oh, my gosh.
Peanut butter and jelly smoothies. I have been addicted to these because they sell them on campus, and they're like $6.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're beverages are way too expensive. Ridiculously expensive, love them.
We went to Sonic the other night, the five of us. Mm-hmm. And it was $22 just for beverages.
Well, that's because we had shakes.
Well, yeah. And it was, and apparently they're done with their half price shakes thing. Apparently that was just a summer thing.
Yeah. No, that's not half price. It was, huh? Yeah, like half price after 8 p.m. After
8 p.m. And I was like, $22? You mean this would have been $44? How much are your shakes? Maybe I should pay more attention to how much they're charging me.
No.
And nobody has a dollar menu anymore. Everybody has a value menu now because on everybody's value menu, there's very few things that are actually a dollar.
There are actually no things that are a dollar, I think, on the value menu at Sonic. We were actually talking about that the other night.
That's true. McDonald's still has a couple of things that are a dollar. It does. A sausage McMuffin is a dollar. Mm-hmm. Hash browns are a dollar. Mm-hmm. Small fries, itty bitty small fries.
You must eat at McDonald's a lot.
I do eat at McDonald's for breakfast sometimes. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell.
Wendy's doesn't have a lot that's still a dollar, but Wendy's still has the best value menu ever.
I don't think so.
Best value menu ever. I don't think ever. So.
Anyway, you totally avoided my question. No, yeah,
I was going to get back to it. The peanut butter and jelly smoothie.
$6. On campus. Yeah. Really expensive, but I buy one every Tuesday and Thursday, except for yesterday, because they were closed for the day. I don't know what was going on with that, but I did not get my peanut butter and jelly smoothie, so I had to come home and make my own.
Really? You spend $6 on that?
I did. I do spend $6 on that. I know. That's really crazy. I don't know. But they're really good.
When I have breakfast at McDonald's, I spend $3.
I know. But that's the only thing I buy.
Well, I know.
All day. So... Okay. I think $6 is reasonable.
But the thing that I have a problem with the peanut butter and jelly smoothie is that when you make a smoothie, you're using ice as opposed to when you make a shake, you're using ice cream.
Right.
And I can see that flavor in ice cream, but I can't really see that with ice.
I thought about that too the very first time I was going to have it, but I tried it anyway and it was so good. It's just so good.
So you made one last night.
I did.
Everybody tried it out.
And... So what did you think?
I thought it was a little peanut buttery.
Well, my proportions were off.
You could taste
I don't know how to make it.
You could taste the jelly, but it was very peanut buttery. And I like peanut butter, but I don't know that I want that much peanut butter.
It was too much. I'm going to tell you right now. That smoothie was a little too much. I didn't have enough ice. And yeah, I think I need to mess with the proportions a little.
What did the kids think?
The two younger ones said it was too sweet, and the oldest one said, can you make this for breakfast tomorrow?
Of course.
I'm like, yes.
See, and that's always the way. You make a dinner or something, and you think, they're going to love this, and there's always one that hates something that's on their plate.
It's
I hate this. It's like, why can't you guys all like the same thing at the same time?
Because they're different people.
I hate that.
It's just like you were talking about the other day. You know, they used to play together a lot.
Mm-hmm. And they don't anymore.
Though, I came into the loft last night, and they were all huddled together around a phone, like watching some YouTube video. And I thought,
they don't play video games. Yeah.
They do still hang out together. It's just evolving.
Plus,
their relationship.
Their favorite thing in the whole wide world is still to, on the weekends, they get
watch
to
watch people.
They get to sleep in the loft all together. Mm-hmm. And they love to do the sleeping pile. Eich. Like from the Croods. Remember the Croods?
Yeah, all pile up.
It's like the boys. There's so much room in the loft. Very, very limited. Plus, they keep getting bigger. Mm-hmm. So there's not much room in the loft. So it's really kind of a big sleeping pile. Mm. And then they still enjoy doing that. So they're not so estranged from each other yet that they avoid each other in every way. Cause they're like, do we get to sleep in the loft? Bonus night sleeping in the loft. Cause you know, whatever. So one of them, I thought it was really cute. The youngest one at dinner last night said, "Our house is really clean. I've never really noticed it before, but our house is really clean." And I said, and you said, "Well, yeah, because we clean it. We keep it clean.
Brett cleans it every week."
No, you clean it too, and we keep it picked up. And I said, "And you guys do your part too."
Yeah, they
do
their share.
You guys understand that we don't just leave things laying around. When you are done using something, you put it away. It's not like you're done with it forever. You pick it up, you put it in its proper place, so the next time you want to use it, then it's there exactly in the place where you expect it to be.
Well, and we've been talking a lot lately about teachable things.
Teachable moments.
You know, teachable things.
Rush Limbaugh ruined teachable moments. Go ahead.
Are you going to let me finish?
Come on.
Now I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Teachable things. Teachable.
I don't know.
Not moments.
It's gone. I'm done. I hate when that happens.
I do too. It's like you open your mouth and you start
talking.
That's
how you know you're getting old.
Yeah.
And what's even worse is when you're like right in the middle of a sentence and you forget where you were going with it.
I do that.
And not because somebody interrupted you, because you just don't know where you were going.
I sometimes just
that's
can't.
That's the worst.
I can't think of a word and I just stop and I'm just like, I have no idea what word it is that I'm looking for. And so I look at you because.
That's why I've gotten good at just filling in things.
Yeah. Well, and you're good at finishing my sentences because.
I've always done that.
Usually I don't know what's coming at the end of my sentence because I start the sentence and I'm good with starting the sentence, but I don't necessarily know where it's going to end. And I rely on you to do that for me.
That's because for the last so many years, you've had me interrupting your thought. And
well,
and your mother hates that. Your poor mom. I am the worst interrupter. I can't help it.
Well, you kind of
get impatient with people. And so if you're not fast enough to your point, I just make your point for you, even if it's not the right one.
Well, and I'm not very nice with my mom all the time either.
You're not.
Because for a long time I did radio and I taught baby DJs how to be real DJs. Mm-hmm. And the number one thing that I always talked about was word conservation. If you can tell a great story in 3 minutes, you can tell a fabulous, fantastic, awesome, incredible story in a minute and a half.
So I don't believe that.
Work on your word conservation. And then with my mom, she'll be telling the story and she'll like all of a sudden go off on these little tangents and she'll eventually get back to where her story was heading.
Right.
And I'll say, most of that was unnecessary for that story, but thank you for sharing all of that. But word conservation, that's kind of an important thing. When
you're horrible.
My favorite line of all time was from the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And Steve Martin and John Candy were having this argument with each other in the hotel room, and Steve Martin says, "And when you tell these stories, have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener." And I've always said the same thing.
I don't think that you understand the point of that statement. It's not that a person doesn't have a point when they're telling a story. You just want them to make it a short story.
Make it a short story.
Because that's how you write.
I do write. And yes. That's how I speak as well.
You do not. You don't want to write a long, drawn-out story. You don't want to write a book. You want to write a short story.
A short story.
You want to tell a short story.
And you do the work. Why should I do all the work? I mean,
because I don't want to fill in the blanks.
I'm going to lay out the story, and then you just fill out all the rest of the stuff.
That's why I don't read short stories.
You can do the character names. Nope. You can do what kind of people they are, what situation they're in. All I have to do is
what they look like.
All I have to do is give you just the basic outline, and you can take it from there.
Okay.
I see.
So we're going to write. We need to write a book together. That's the thing.
I don't know how
we can do that. Because you're really good at outlining. You're very good at outlining. And so I think that you need to outline a story and then I need to like expand it 10,000 times.
The other day I started writing a story called My Pokemon Go Divorce. and it's about 2 pages long.
Uh-huh.
And then you were talking about...
This is copyrighted now.
Yes. My Pokemon Go Divorce is copyrighted apparently. But so you were saying... that we should write a story together. And I said, well, My Pokemon Go Divorce is a really good story, but it needs about 300 pages between the beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do the beginning and the end, mm-hmm. and then I don't do any of the middle stuff because
right.
I get bored with it and I don't
right.
want to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want to move on to something else.
Right.
So if you could do the other 300, is that how co-writing works?
I have no idea because a friend of mine actually contacted me recently about writing a book together, a story together. And I was thinking about that because we each have independent
thoughts.
Well, no, writing styles and things like that. And we have independent, what is the word I want?
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh. projects going on right now.
Okay.
So, okay, I was actually thinking, how do co-writers write together?
Well,
is it like, okay, I'm working on something, I send it to you because I'm stuck, and then you write part of it and then send it back to me when you get stuck? Or is it that somebody's dictating and somebody's writing and they're like collaborating thoughts? Or how does that work? I have no idea.
See, and that's how Alice Cooper said that he wrote from the inside with Bernie Taupin, who was Elton John's writer. Mm-hmm. And they're both really good friends. And so they would send little bits and pieces back and forth. They wouldn't actually talk to each other. They would just send them back and forth. And that's how they wrote the whole album.
Right.
Apparently. From his autobiography. But I always picture, you know, two people sitting in a room together. One of them's at the typewriter and they're both, you know, the other one's walking around drinking and smoking cigarettes, and the other one of the typewriters like, and they're both talking, and that's, to me, that's what collaboration sounds like.
And I think that too, but I don't know.
But I don't know if that's how it worked, because like with your friend, she doesn't even live here. She's not even in this Mm-mm. state.
No.
So I was thinking you guys could just write a book, like a text message book. I think that would be kind of fun.
I actually told her that. I think it would be fun, like messages. And the way I saw this in my head is probably not the way you're picturing it right now, but the way I saw it is that it's a book, but it's written in text message form. So like a text message to one person, the reply, and back and forth. And so each chapter is like the text message conversation between those two people. Or
would you have to add other characters, or do you think you could do an entire book with just two people?
Well, I think you would have to add other characters, obviously, but only in the way that you speak of other people.
So it'd be like
in
a group
the third
text.
Person,
like a family text.
No. Like that's too complicated.
When you get a family text, you get 37 texts.
Way too complicated.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, because then you have like four conversations going on at the same time, and I don't like it.
Especially at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning. It's like 37 bings going on.
Yep, and that's why I put it on Do Not Disturb. I love that function of the iPhone, because then you still get the text messages, but you don't get all the little bings. It's not cool.
I can just turn the sound off on
my
phone.
I have to do that at school. And I actually, this semester, I did something new. I sent a picture of my schedule to all the people I know contact me during the day. And I said, this is my schedule, so you know when I'm in class. And you know what?
What?
People still text message me when I'm in class.
I was going to say, there is no way that worked. There's
I'm like,
no way.
Oh, guys, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, take a look here. It's Tuesday at 12:45. Can I text her right now? No, they're not going to do that. Just go, there you go. Beep.
Well, hello. I sent it to you in a text message. You can just scroll up a little ways and go, oh, okay, she's in class.
Yeah. Scrolling up is no good.
Once it's gone a certain point, it's done.
Yeah.
Because I actually had to text my friend that yesterday. I said, what is your email address? What is your email address? Because it's too far back to scroll. That's sad.
Yeah, I'd go back and look at it, but it'd be so much faster if you would just send it to
me
again.
Yeah, you can't find it half the time because it's like, oh, okay.
When you send somebody a text message and you ask more than one question in the text message and they only respond to one question, there's like three
that's
or four
because,
questions.
That's because the person
they only respond to one.
That's the person they're responding to is impatient and doesn't like to wait for them to type out the whole answer.
No, I don't think that's it at all.
It's totally that. Because you do this to me. You'll ask me like five questions in a text message and I'll respond to one or two at a time. One or two at a time. Because you get impatient. You don't want to wait for me to text out the answers to five text message questions. And then you're like, are you there? What are you doing?
I like it when
are you going to text me back?
When you do like, when you, on those rare occasions when you actually answer all the questions in a text message.
I do answer all the questions, just not at once.
And you go, yes, 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 no, yes, maybe. So then I have to scroll back and see what order the questions were in.
Yes, I'm going to totally keep doing that to you now. So it takes you longer. I'm not going to go into detail. Word conservation, baby. You just said it.
That's right.
I'm telling you.
How did text messaging ever become a thing? Because, I mean,
you know, I hate text messaging.
Wouldn't people prefer to talk? And now you can talk as a text message, but you still don't see people doing that. You see people still typing.
Well, that's because usually you're around other people. And so you don't want to be talking into your phone, into a text message. Usually you're talking about the people around you. So you're not going to do that. And it doesn't always catch what you say. So you end up with like yellow mustard, green bologna. Well, I don't know, something weird. And you're like, that's nothing like what I said.
The spell check on mine is crazy because anytime I type my name, Brett, it always changes it to Breton. Like, really? Breton is more popular than Brett? Really? That's what you thought I was trying to do?
Yep, I know. It's crazy. And I hate text messaging, honestly. It's one of those things that I really fought for a long time. I did not want to do it. I thought it was easier to pick up the phone and just call that person and say what you want to say. But then I realized that you can't just call that person and say that one little thing. You have to have an actual whole conversation with them. And that takes like 45 minutes. And maybe you don't have 45 minutes or you don't want to spend 45 minutes on the phone. And you just really need the answer to a quick question. And you hate it when I don't end a text message conversation.
No, I always end our text message conversations.
I know.
I specifically do like a
see you later, love ya.
Or three kind of
emojis.
Emojis, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll do three emojis and that lets you know over and out. That's basically what I'm saying there when I do three emojis. It's over and out.
Yeah, but then how do you know who ends the text message? How do you know when you stop texting?
I know, you can tell a lot.
And you stop replying.
You can tell a lot about a person. As do they feel that they always have to have the final word? Or can they
let it go?
Let that message say, okay, I said goodbye, and now you're saying goodbye as well. Should I say goodbye to you saying goodbye?
Exactly. That's what I mean. Where does it stop? So that's why I just don't say anything.
It just never ends.
Okay. Thanks for replying. I just don't say anything back. And a lot of people do that. A lot of people will just not respond again. And then, okay, the conversation's over. But I answered your question.
Just remember, three emojis is what finishes it.
Over and out.
Smiling pile of poop, smiling pile of poop, smiling pile of poop.
Jamie, Brett, Jamie, Brett, Jamie, Brett, Jamie, Brett, the Brett and Jamie Show.